I'm leaving you for Adele. Rumor has it on Today FM. Allison Curtis with you, Weekend Breakfast. Before that was Sabrina Carpenter, Manchild. I just came up to 10:29. Now, Johannes Redeby stars as Lola in the Broadway and West End phenomenon Kinky Boots, the musical, and it is strutting its way back into Dublin in a brand new production from the 15th till the 19th of July this week. And for more info and for tickets, you can go to BoardGoshEnergyTheatre.ie. He is universally loved. He is so kind. He is so wonderful. And he has a remarkable story. And he joins us now. How are you, Johannes?
I am fantastic. And you, Alison, my darling?
I am great. I am great. Now, I have to tell you something before we get into it. When I told people I was going to have you on the program, everyone's face lit up and everyone went, oh my God, I love him. I love him.
Listen. That love is returned tenfold. It has been so amazing, Alison.
It's a joy-filled production based on a true story and a hit movie. And just for anyone who doesn't know the story of Kinky Boots, will you tell us the story?
The story revolves around, it's Charlie Price's story, actually, who inherits his family's dyeing factory. But that's until he meets a fierce and sassy drag queen by the name of Lola, who might have the answer to saving this dyeing factory. But I think what's beautiful about Kinky Boots is that it's designed to make you feel good. Because the message of the show is that you have to accept others for who they are. And that story is then brought about because it explores the relationships between fathers and their sons, right? And in the story, that's where you see me and Charlie realize that we've got so much more in common than what makes us different. And I think that is when it lands with the audience to say, we should accept one another for who we are so that the world can be a better place. And isn't that the message that is so needed in today's life? I just think with everything that is happening, Kinky Boots is a joy-filled spectacle that can be celebrated by all ages and everybody who just loves sparkle.
Johannes, exactly as you just said, and now more than ever, and I feel like I kind of put my life growing up as a child through the lens of my own child's life right now, and I feel like there's just too much hate, unfortunately, and too much us versus them, and, you know, divisive things happening in the world. So we need to celebrate the joy, and as you say, celebrate people for who they are.
Yeah, and meet people where they are. You know, the world is big enough for everybody to share and live in. You know, there shouldn't be us versus them. That should be. But I say that, you know, Alison, it's just that, you know, 3 years ago, we were in such a good place. Let's talk about it. Because I was saying to everybody, oh my gosh, I live in a country where it is so progressive. But then here we are in today, you know, we are talking about human rights. And that for me kills me. And it really, but when you watch Kinky Boots and you see the amount of people that come to the theater to support us and celebrate us in that way, you do feel like there's still a lot to humanity. I'm feeling hopeful.
I am too. And we just need these kind of productions that are inclusive in our lives, and whether it be something that you're reading, something that you're watching, something that you're listening to. And I mean, I love your story from South Africa. And is this true? Like your memoir, your first book, your memoir, is actually being turned into a film.
Listen, it's a pinch me moment, honestly. Every time I have conversations about it with the executive team, I'm like, this is real and this is happening. And that's the beginning stages of it all. Yes, they are turning it. BBC Film has jumped on board as one of the exec producers. I can't tell you, Alison, I am beside myself with joy, because this only simply means that my story can be reflected to the people that helped me get to where I am and say to them that their lives are worthy and they can dream, because I know where I come from. There's lack of role models. Do you understand what I'm saying? And because of what life has dealt them, they just feel like they can never achieve anything. And I get that because I was once there. But, you know, I just hope that this is a beacon of light for them to say, you all have contributed to me. So my success is your success. But most importantly, I just want to show the world the beauty of community and what that can do for a fabulous child.
And I know as well, Johannes, that you've been to Ireland. So the production is the 15th till the 19th of July, borgoshenergytheatre.ie for more. And the last time you were here, you said you felt like a footballer on stage because everyone was doing something. They're chanting something back at you.
Listen, let me tell you something. It was my last night of the tour. I was naked, but the love and the response I received that night set me up for years to come because I realized in that moment that there is love. There is love in Ireland. And for what I do, for what I consider my passion, and for the fact that people follow it like that, they were chanting, ole, 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 ole. I was like, mommy, you should have seen it. I felt like a rock star. We felt like it was the most perfect night. And everybody left the theater with joy in their hearts. And I couldn't have asked for more.
I know the story, and I do love it, Kinky Boots, the musical, strutting itself back into Dublin, and it's going to be excellent. And you're such a much loved pro dancer on Strictly. And of course, you know, making history as well with your partnership with John Waite as well. And you're just breaking down so many barriers, and so many people are, you know, looking up to you. And because you're doing it in such a positive way, you're bringing such good into the world. And it's just been a pleasure to have you on the show this morning.
I appreciate you. Thank you for adding to me so beautifully, Alison.
Actually, Johannes, I want to ask you one thing before I let you go as well.
Tell me.
You said on this morning show in the UK that you did not know how to sing pre this role. So do you think, as a woman who cannot sing at all, is it possible for everyone to learn how to sing?
Darling, you've got a voice. That's what my singing teacher said to me and dimmed down that doubt. He said to me, are you not making sound right now as we're having this conversation? I said, yes. She said to me, fall in love with your voice, because fall in love with your voice. Understand that that voice is so powerful. Alison, when I tell you that anything can be learned, that is what having to sing has taught me. Mm. I have more compassion for my partners on Strictly, because now having to have started at the grassroots of something, I understand the level of patience that it has taken this woman. But let me tell you, it's all about confidence. And we all have a voice, and you can learn to.
Amazing. Johannes, thank you so much for your time. And I look forward to it as well. And I know that you're so well loved. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Saturday from 8 and Sunday from 9 on Today FM. Today.